but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to the Pain Clinic for May 10th. Holidays today. There's just a couple, folks. Holidays today. Birth Mother's Day. Clean Up Your Room Day. International Migratory Bird Day. Whatever. And National Train Day, for those of you into that. But I wanted a big holiday this weekend is Mother's Day. Please honor your mother's peeps tomorrow. Or your mother's people. Please. I don't know. It sounds confusing. I love good mothers, but, man, I kind of dig bad ones too, bro. So tomorrow's Mother's Day. And, you know, good mothers are good, but bad can be better. I think it's a Mae West-ism there. Birthdays today real quick. WWE Hall of Famer Tito Santana is 61. Reba, he's coming this summer to to do an autograph signing at the Red Wings game in August. Hopefully we'll have him in the studio when he's here. And current WWE superstar William Regal is 46. I want to let you know the Pain Clinic is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us for WWE's Payback pay-per-view June 1st at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Rodeo. Hosted by us, prizes and drink specials all night long. That's WWE Payback pay-per-view June 1st at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. You'd think I drank last night the way I'm stumbling all over my words, but no, I didn't. I went to bed early. Just trying to be funny. Also, you can join us May 24th for UFC 173 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. Same address, 149 East Ridge Road. Bantam champion Henan Barawa defends his belt against TJ Dillashaw. Starts at 10 p.m. Get there earlier. Hang out with us. We'll have some prizes and drink specials again all night long at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 173. There's no cover for ladies, so it's ladies' night there. But it's $5 for each of the guys. And one last plug. Bill Graves is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger and the world's greatest iceplex, too, I hear. Check out one of their 14 locations, our favorites in the Straw Museum of Play, and our friend Jamie, who I'm not sure what she brought up this morning. I saw a bag sitting out in the hallway. We'll find out in the break, I'm sure. There's something for everyone at Bill Graves. Find the nearest Bill Graves to you online at
BillGraves.com.
All right. Welcome to the show today. I'm the Cash Man, Richie Rich. I'm your host. I'm here with the artiste, makes his return to Rochester.
I didn't know when that was going to happen, but I'm back.
You know, hindsight being, 2020, would you have rather stayed for the WWE show here last Friday instead of...
I really wish I had been at the WWE house show. Sorry, Bad News Barrett. But, I had a great trip. It was a good time.
First round of the playoffs.
It's unfortunate the Amherst got eliminated in Chicago because they could have definitely won that series, and then I'd be in Texas right now, and I'd be pretty happy about that, too.
Have you ever been to Texas?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So that would have been
one. Not that area. Okay. So, not Austin. So.
You couldn't have checked off the state there, though.
But more than anything, of all the travels, Memphis, Tennessee is the place to go. Oh, man. I love Memphis.
You see Elvis's...
I saw a lot of Elvis's.
Yeah, everywhere, man. Elvis's are,
There's more than one.
Welcome back, and now Thanks. It's your off season, I guess, right?
Yeah. Plenty of free time.
All right, man. So the artiste will be here for a while, and we're also here with DC Danny Cole. Good morning, DC Danny Cole.
Good morning.
And your Double D partner is right next to you. It's Danger Boy, the Double D's of the studio.
We're sitting close together today.
The Double D's right up next to each other.
We're a little scrunched.
All right,
we have
some special guests in the studio this morning, and let me tell you why they're here. First of all, the Rochester Rock City Roller Derby B-Sides take on the Capital City Derby Dolls from Ottawa at the Bill Grace Regional Iceplex tonight. The doors open at 6, first whistle at 7. Joining us today is Hater Tot and Captain Shock and Audrey. Hey, welcome to the show this morning.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Good morning, Cashman.
Yeah, nice to see you, ladies. I love coming in when there's pretty ladies in the studio, except for the fact that I was late today, and I apologize for that. But,
had us a little panicked.
Where is the oatmeal?
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Posting stories about oatmeal. But now, you ladies are the B-sides. Soul about tonight. Sorry, soul sporting event. We can't call it bout anymore.
Yep, just us.
A game.
Just a game. And actually, I know someone who's going to be doing announcing there. He's going to, hopefully, I hear he does good. I hear he might. But
he's
so
all right.
What do you ladies know about the Capital City Derby Dolls? They're from Ottawa.
Dolly Rogers.
The Dolly Rogers.
Capital City Dolly Rogers.
Wow. And they're from Ottawa.
They are, yep.
And they. Yeah, they're coming.
Yeah,
so if they make it across the border, then we'll have this tonight, right?
That's right.
Definitely.
And it's going to be tough because, you know, Canadians are born on skates. So.
It's true. It's true.
Our biggest fights tend to be the Canadian team, so it should be very heavy hitting. It should be really, really, really aggressive game tonight.
Well, I was looking at their webpage before I came in today, and their webpage has a lot of pain-inducing adjectives in all their descriptions of everything.
Nice.
So,
nice.
So they're definitely going to be dishing out as well as receiving, apparently. But so excited. This is going to be a lot of fun tonight. And how's the season been going for you ladies so far?
So far, this season's been a little slow to kind of congeal for the bees. Usually, we beat everyone all the time. That's just what we're really good at. We used to have, you know, an old saying, like, you know, B-sides, we win. That was just kind of what we did, you know? But this season, we've actually got a lot tougher opponents. We're actually taking on a lot more A-teams instead of B-teams that, you know, we've been playing for a long time. So it's actually very challenging. We've lost the last two, but they've been really epic, you know, back and forth kind of battles. So tonight we're just really hoping to bang out a win, especially at home.
Our last game came right down to the wire. The last jam is where we lost it.
Basically. Really?
Yep.
Yeah, we were actually at halftime at our last game. We were down by over 60 points, and we came down and we came back, and we almost won it in the last jam.
Yeah. So it's been back and forth. But
one unlucky penalty.
Yeah, I feel like we've gelled. You know, we've got our team really settled and situated right now, and I feel like the rest of the season is just going to keep going up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, very cool, and it's the Capital City Derby Dolls. I've been looking at their webpage a bit, and, you know, they actually have a men's team, too.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, you know, they have their number one team is the Women's Derby Dolls, so that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I think you guys have been on the road a lot, too. This is like the second home bout you guys have been at, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
And so I can understand, you know, being, you know, not winning on the road. You know, there's this thing called home field advantage.
Exactly.
You know, and if you just come down to the wire and they beat you by, you know, by an inch, then, you know, that's not, you take that as a Pyrrhic victory, as we say. You may have won the fight, but, you know, you definitely showed
that's
up.
True. Yeah.
And that's the deal. It's not so hard to lose, you know, away from home. It's one of those like, you know, it sucks to lose, but. It's not as bad when you're not at home. And now we're at home tonight, and I really just want to bust it out.
Yeah. Very cool.
And we won our last home game, too. So.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, you guys killed.
Yeah.
295 to something. I can't remember.
And that's usual B-side, so we want to get back into that.
And,
so.
I, as an announcer working with you ladies, I get to watch the scrimmages. And you ladies show up for the scrimmages. So it's like...
Anytime we play like it's the bout.
That's
right.
Very cool. Now I'll let you know, people know that... Proceeds from this bout will benefit the Armed Forces Relaxation Project. And, of course, if you could bring any toiletries for this and sample soap, that go to the women's shelter, right?
Yep.
That's
right. Yeah, so, you know, and also I believe you win a prize if you donate.
Yep. If you bring small travel-size products or even, like, full-size products, whatever you got laying around, bring it to the game, hand it into the sample soaps table, and they'll end up giving you, like, a drawing, like, lottery ticket. And they do a drawing, and there's usually a bunch of really cool prizes from them. As well as there's always, like, our 50-50 and, like, cool prizes that Rock City does. So lots of giveaways and fun and good stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, I was just looking at your schedule, too. And it's not – I mean, after this week, you're on the road again.
Yep. We're in Pennsylvania next weekend at SCAR.
You're State College, PA. You're down in Penn State.
That's right. We love playing against them.
Yeah.
It's my alma mater, so it's all good.
Oh, you're a Penn State grad?
Yeah. My family's from that area, so it's good to go home.
Wait. Uh-oh. Penn State? Oh, man. Yeah.
Well, you know the host.
Got to come down.
The host of this show, the talk show that's on this station every day 3 to 6 is a Penn State grad.
Yeah, I hear enough Penn State talk in this room before. Wow.
That's it. I'm never invited back.
No. No, unless you're I'm an MCC grad, so don't worry. You're never going to have a problem coming in.
We're not rivalries.
No, I don't think so. Four-year, two-year, stuff like that. But, yeah, you're on the road, and I don't think the next time you're home is until, like, the middle of June.
Yeah, yeah.
July.
Or is it July? Yeah.
Yeah, the June game is a Rockstar only single
header. That's right, and it's against the Swedish team. That's right.
Yep.
They're taking on a team from Sweden?
That's right, yeah.
That's pretty wild. I mean, do you need a translator, or do they speak English there?
Oh, they speak English, but...
I've seen some of them, yeah.
Then you guys, so you guys aren't back here until July. So you guys got to get out tonight if you want to see the B-sides.
That's right.
I think they're going to kick some butt against the Capital City Derby Dolls, which looks like a fairly new team. I was looking on their webpage. It's like 2011, may have been their first year.
Yeah. And so we don't know what to expect. You know, yeah. Like it could be like our team where our B team's kind of like a B prime. You know, like sure. I don't know what's going to happen. Right. So
it's interesting. They just, you know, I just was looking at the, I mean, I'm watching it right now as I'm talking to you. I'm looking at their webpage and they look like they're some hitters. So
yeah, I'm excited, dude. Our girls pretty fired up this morning, so I think we're going to be ready for some action tonight.
My only request is when you're out there and this game's going on tonight, can you please call them, these girls from Ottawa, you need to call them a bunch of hosers. That's my only request.
Hosers.
Yeah, let's see if they allow me to say that. I might get a microphone, live mic again after that period. But I'm definitely excited about seeing you guys, ladies. I'm always meant to ask you, hey, how did you ever get involved in this? It seems like you've been around since the beginning of the Rock City Roller Derby, too.
Yeah, I'm actually one of the original 20 girls. I actually saw a little news article in the Democrat and Chronicle about, you know, these six or seven girls that were trying to get a team together. And I was like, holy crap. You know, I used to figure skate. That was my sport from five until college. And, you know, I went to college and stopped doing anything like everyone does. And so, you know, I wanted to get back into something. And I was like, well, I can roller skate. You know, that's just like ice skating. This will be great. And I tracked them down and found them. I had to join MySpace to even find them.
Oh, my. That's how long ago it was.
And so I had to join, you know, the social networking to even find them and track them down. And I went one night, I watched them practice, and I went home and bought skates right after that. And I've been there ever since. I just love it.
They can't get rid of you.
Can't get rid of me.
How about you, Shockin?
Kind of a similar story, because I was also one of the first 20 girls who joined. A friend of mine is a reporter, and she went out and did a story about these five or seven girls who were trying to get together a team. And as soon as she got home that night, after joining in on the practice a little bit, she sent out an email to all her friends saying, you have to try this. So a week or two went by. I was bored. I decided, let's go see what's up. Borrowed a pair of skates, and same thing. I went out and bought skates pretty much the next day, and they can't get rid of me either.
I got to tell you, I was on skates for the first time in like 25 years about 4 weeks ago.
How'd it go?
Oh.
It was glorious.
Well, let's just say the rib is healing.
Nice.
Maybe I'll eventually be able to sleep in my bed again someday if I can lay flat. But nevertheless, I wanted to buy skates too because it was so much fun. You know, after doing it for about an hour, I finally got it. And it's like, man, this is fun. But I can't imagine having to dodge people while trying to do that. I was looking out for little kids I might kill by accident. Yep. By falling on
that's
them.
The best training, though, because the little kids, you don't know where they're going to go.
Yep.
You know, sometimes, you know, when you're out there on the track against another team, you have an idea of what they're trying to do, but a little kid, man, they will come out of nowhere.
I'll tell you one thing. If they got a star on their helmet, they're not getting by me.
No way, buddy. Taking down or out.
They're going down. Well, I want to thank you, ladies, for coming up. And we're going to give away a pair of tickets today?
Yes, sir.
All right. So 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. You call her 12, you get a pair of tickets tonight to the B-sides versus the Capital City Derby Dolls. I want to thank so much Hater Talk coming up and Shock and Audrey.
Thank you so much.
I'd love to have you guys anytime because you're a lot of fun. And I can't wait to see you ladies get out in the game tonight and knock some elbows around.
Fired up?
Oh, I can't
love
wait.
This is my first ever derby game tonight.
Oh, my God, for real?
Nice.
Yeah. Seriously. So it's always a conflict with hockey, but
that's it.
It's gone now. So
well, you'll find maybe a sport.
Beat those hosers. I'll say.
Yeah, scream it from the front row.
You know what? We'll bring you down on the mic, and you can like do some Canadian bashing while we're
awesome.
There.
Oh,
well, 222-1280, star 1280. Call right now. Caller 12 gets a pair of tickets to the game tonight. Sorry, I gotta get that out of my vernacular.
We'll get used to it too.
Yeah, and we'll see you tonight. Doors open at 6 p.m. First whistle at 7, and the charity for the event tonight is the Armed Forces Relaxation Project. And, of course, you can bring any toiletries for the sample. So thank you so much. And we got to go to break. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK. Keep calling over and over. 222-1280, star 1280.
So let me tell you who I think we should be for. Things haven't really gone according to plan. But then they say, every stop clock is right twice a day. And in this game, it's all about watching, waiting, timing. And tonight was the perfect time for the Celtic Warrior to step back into glory.
I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I've been dropped in my head upon punched in the face. I get into bare knuckle fights with crocodiles and sharks. I'm not smart. But what I do know is last week, when the referee counted 1, 2, 3, your shoulders were on the mat, not mine.
Sports 1280 WHGK, an iHeart radio station.
But let me tell you who I think we should be for. Let's start with that lion slime back Cesaro and send him out of here and take Paul Heyman with him. If I could find a country that would take him, how about we get rid of Emma and Santino, especially Emma? So, Emma, why don't you hop a kangaroo and go back down under and stay there? What is this stuff you're doing? It's crazy. It's poisoning the minds of our children. And what about Sheamus and Paige? They need to be deported for no other reason than they haven't let the sun hit them or skin since 1997.
Hey, this is Jeff Jarrett, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHDK.
All right, welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman. I'm here with DC Danny Cole, the artiste, Danger Boy, and you. And I want to let you know that The Pain Clinic is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. We got a special interview on with us right now. Jeff Jarrett's going to be joining us here in a second. But tonight, definitely catch UPW Wrestling. It's their 11th anniversary, Anarchy, 1200 Buffalo Road, the Eagles Club. We got to get our guests on here before. I don't want to keep them hanging too long. Now is a highly decorated professional wrestler with stops in WWF, WCW, and, of course, the founder of TNA. He's in town with his beautiful wife, Karen, today, working UPW's Anniversary Anarchy Show at the Eagles Club, 1200 Buffalo Road. Doors open at 5:30, bell times at 6. Let's welcome Double J, Jeff Jarrett, back to the Pain Clinic. So thank you so much for the time today, Double J.
Great, man. I appreciate you having me on, and it's been a while. When was the last time I was actually on the Pain Clinic? How long did I go back?
We've been on since 1998, and I think it must have been in the 2000s. I can't imagine. I can't remember the last time, to be honest with you, sir, but I am a pack rat. That's why I keep phone numbers, sir.
There you go.
Yeah, I never abuse that either. But before the show today, you and Karen are doing a meet and greet and an autograph session from 4:30 to 6. So, you know, this is a great deal, $25 ticket, and they get to meet you, get an 8x10 with you and Karen, and it's well worth it. So that's going to be really cool. But it was just a month ago that you announced Global Force Wrestling. I believe that was April 7th. What made you resign at TNA and start this venture? What was the mitigating factor that got you? You want to get back to starting something again? Is this something that you like doing, was creating like TNA, or is this something that you felt that there was missing in the market still?
Well, I mean, it's been pretty well documented on the website globalforcewrestling.com. You know, we put out preview videos, and then there's been some videos, and we're actually shooting another one. We're shooting the Journey Forward this weekend. Got some great footage yesterday. Going to continue to roll through this, and so. Like I said in the very first video that I released, it was time to move on. And I've got a vision, and I'm very excited about Global Force Wrestling and bringing all the different partnerships together and Dave Broom and 25/7. That was really the first major announcement other than naming the company. But as we roll along and continue this process, like you said, I've been in this business a long time. I'm a third generation, and my family's been in it. So I've been in it literally since I was born, and I felt the time was right. There's a lot of great things going on in professional wrestling. When you look back, through history, there were just certain ebbs and flows of the business. You know, it doesn't matter if it's the 70s, 80s, 90s, or 2000s. There's ups and downs, and I truly think we're it's a very exciting time to be in the business, and I can just in my opinion, sense that a boom period is right around the corner.
Very cool. Now, you mentioned Dave Broom earlier. He's a guy who created the NBC's The Biggest Loser. How did you hook up with him?
Well, I mean, I've talked with, you name it, all types of television people, from agents, different agencies, production companies, just, you know, different, all kind of different personalities, I guess you could say is. And from the very first time me and Dave, and we've got a mutual friend, is how we were first introduced to one another several years ago. But you know, since I resigned from TNA and launched out and started talking and going through the interview process, Dave got it from Dave. From he understood my vision from the very first time I told it to him, and so you know, Dave has created a lot of shows and done a lot of sporting events and concert events. So he's not a per se wrestling guy, but he certainly respects the hell out of it. He's very, very fascinated of it. He has been a fan over the years. You know, obviously he's never worked for a wrestling company or with a wrestling company. Just the different elements that he brings to the table from the broadcast and the sponsorship side of things. And, you know, Biggest Loser is the best example of creating a brand and franchise that's been ultra, ultra successful.
Big time. And, you know, I mean, you know, one thing important about starting a company is having TV. And so that he probably will be very instrumental in making that happen, I'm sure.
Yeah, we're knee deep in that process, and it's very exciting.
Cool. Now I hear you're going around doing the independents, and you're scouting for talent at these shows for your new company. Have you seen some stuff that you really liked while you're on the road so far?
Absolutely, I have. And you know, I've probably spent the month of February, so to speak, and March to a lesser extent. You know, going through videos that are available online, whether it be YouTube or other sources, but then. You know, me and Karen got on the road, and I wanted to go. There's nothing like watching live wrestling or watching the talent perform, you know, in front of a live audience. That's when you really get a gauge. And, you know, yes, to answer your question, I've absolutely seen talent. I saw talent last night. You're going to see talent tonight throughout the month of May. And that's one of the things that really excites me. I don't believe independent wrestling has ever been this healthy. And I think it's sort of the nature of the beast and how things go. And you know, the hottest, and I've said it a couple of times, the hottest, you know, wrestler in the world today cut his teeth for years on the independent circuit. And that's, you know, there are obviously no more territories, but there's healthy independent wrestling. And that is where the undiscovered talent is. And that is, without question, where the stars of tomorrow are coming from.
Very cool. I heard there's a guy from Chicago who might be free of a contract in July, named CM Punk, and you know, he might be on your radar maybe, or maybe another guy named AJ Styles.
I'll let the rumor mill continue to speak for itself. I will not just comment on any of those. But it is exciting time in this business here. It really is, and you know, the promotions around the world. I mean, I'm speaking to several promoters throughout the UK and Germany and Spain. And there's one in Holland, and then you go, obviously, my long-standing relationship with AAA in Mexico, and then in Japan, and there's, you know, there's talent literally all over the world.
Very, very cool. Now, I'm about to ask one question. When we were talking a little bit about TNA, was it hard to leave TNA? Was it because of something that you had started in the beginning and watch it grow to what it's turned into now?
Well, I mean, it goes without saying that question sort of answers itself.
Sure.
But, you know, I'm not going to look in the rearview mirror. I'm looking forward and very excited about Global Force Wrestling.
Very cool, very cool. Now, I also heard you might have an interest in roller derby. Is that just the internet getting crazy, or?
Oh, the wonderful world of the internet.
Well, I'm only asking this now because the segment before this segment, we had some roller derby girls up here in Rochester, and it's really hot here in this town.
Great.
It's huge, and it's a lot of fun to go watch, too. So, okay, I'm going to let you get out of here real quick. I
appreciate your time tonight. Yeah. You've got all the details, but it's an anniversary show, and anniversary shows are always very, very special. Looking forward to stepping in the ring with Hellcat. We'll see what he has. And, you know, 11-year anniversary for these guys, it's special to have us, you know, on the card and get to scout some more talent.
I'm very excited to see you in town here. Spring Breakers 2 is coming out. You're going to be in that?
Oh, the rumor mill has already begun on that as well. I've had a couple interesting calls on that already, so sure. I'll leave it at that.
Okay, no, and do you like watching yourself on the WWE Network? Have you seen any of your matches on there yet?
I actually haven't. I'm getting, you know, the social media, and just to give that plug, Real Jeff Jarrett is my Twitter, and at GWF Wrestling is Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and GlobalForceWrestling.com. But you know what? I actually hadn't seen any of my matches, but I've gotten some great comments from fans that have watched it, and that's, you know, that's for a guy like me, a longtime wrestling fan, that's the uniqueness. One of the real special parts of WWE Network is just getting to go back and watch catalog shows, and that's pretty cool.
That is definitely very cool. So later today, you can see this legend, Mr. Jeff Jarrett, at UPW's Anniversary Anarchy Eagles Club, 1200 Buffalo Road. Doors open at 5:30. Bell times at 6. Thank you so much for the time today, Jeff, and best of luck with
you. And we don't need to make it so long since in between business to the Pain Clinic.
Oh, sir. Well, I'll certainly call you then. The first date we hear for GFW, I'll be on the phone with you, sir.
You got it.
Okay. Thanks so much, sir. Jeff Jarrett in town tonight with the beautiful Karen Jarrett. UPW's Anniversary Anarchy.
Does any pro wrestler have a better theme song catalog over the years than Jeff Jarrett? That's my question.
Yeah, definitely got the best stuff.
As I'm driving through Tennessee the other day and listening to every theme song he's ever had, kind of just, why not? Like, just amazing. Amazing themes, and I'm not even a country music fan.
No, me neither. I mean, listen, I remember my ears being blown apart by Cowboy, his version of Cowboy, when we were hanging out before.
Chosen One?
Yeah. They played it so loud, I couldn't even hear myself talk. But I'm excited he's in town tonight, UPW, 1200 Buffalo Road. But more details on the flip side. We got to go to break, and we're going to talk wrestling. I definitely want to talk with some of the guys who didn't call last week about the house show. I mean, you were here for the house show. Any close encounters? We'll talk more. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
You stand with me, and you will remember me not as a monster, but you will remember me for what I truly am. Thank God.
Come on, Zeb. Don't be a lemon. Be a rosebud.
Say something to Dean Ambrose, who just had to defend his championship against 19 other superstars. What would you say to him?
No hard feelings, fella.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you the man that will face Eric Young at Slammiversary for his TNA World Heavyweight Championship. The number one contender for Eric Young's World Heavyweight Championship at Slammiversary. Is he late? Well, I guess since they didn't play his music, I'll just break it to you this way. What is going on here? Oh. EY! I'll see you at Slammiversary, brother.
Hey, this is Terry Taylor from TNA Wrestling, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with the Artiste, Danger Boy, DC Dan Call. So we got an Artiste and Double D's in the other studio. I want to thank Jeff Jarrett for giving us the time. He's going to be in town today. Definitely don't miss it. Jeff Jarrett will be at the UPW's Anniversary Anarchy 11. Come see the King of the Mountain, Jeff Jarrett, and the Queen of the Mountain, Karen Jarrett, as they battle UPW's own Hellcat. Plus ECW original Danny Doring takes on Ron Falco. ROH star Brutal Bob Evans makes his debut. This and much more. Definitely some great tickets still available. It's 1200 Buffalo Road, the Eagles Club. Check it out tonight. Don't miss it. It's going to be a lot of fun, and they always put their great shows. And who knows what Double J is going to come in and do when he comes into town. He's starting his own company, and I wanted him to talk a little bit more about that, but, you know, it seems like there's a lot of mystery. I guess we're going to have to wait until he opens up a little bit more about this Global Force Wrestling is going to be about. What did you guys think of his interview? it was pure. Jeff Jarrett, you know, we've had him on so many times. You can write 18 questions for him, and the answer, well, you know, the answer is I don't know what you're going to get every time. So, but I'm looking forward to seeing him in town tonight, and he better bring a balsa wood guitar with him, or I'm going to be disappointed.
He's bringing his wife, so you can't be disappointed.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
We can say slap nuts on the air. Right?
I guess you can. You
slap nuts.
Yeah. You can, and we
I don't know where that phrase went. It needs to come back.
Well, where did it come from? Where did it go?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh boy.
I know.
Some other things. Some other matches on the card. And by the way, that Ron Falco versus Danny Doering is Battle of the Hall of Famers. The UPW No Limits title is going to be a Four Corners match with Rob Too Sweet versus Victor Lord versus Frank the Tank Burlington versus the Bull of Black Mountain, Gabriel Saint, who's a champ. That's going to be very, very cool. We've got some great stuff going on tonight. Definitely check it out. Don't miss it. If you miss it, you know, I always say this about the independents in Rochester. You're not going to get a better seat for the price. Doors open at 5:30, bell times at 6, and the Jeff Jarrett's autograph signing is a little bit earlier than that. It's going to go. You have to pay a little bit extra, but, you know, I think it's going 4:30 to 6, I think, the autograph signing. So come on out and check out Double J in town. Let's talk about the world of pro wrestling. I want to talk real quickly about seeing Chris Jericho and Fozzy this past week. Thursday night, Chris Jericho and Fozzy, they opened up for Buck Cherry, and there was another band called Adelita's Way that opened up for them, and I missed them. They just got off the stage by the time I got there, and we saw Fozzy. What a great Chris Jericho is a great frontman for a rock band. What a lot of fun he is, you know. And they played in an area of the Main Street Armory I've never been to before. I believe I saw ghosts flying around the background.
Wait, an area of the Main Street that was not like the main.
It wasn't the
main. Downstairs.
Yeah, it was like they have like a downstairs.
They were downstairs?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Not going down there.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yes.
They do concerts down there now.
Never mind. I got a question for off the air, but I'm not going to say it on here because I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay. Don't get in trouble. I didn't see any ghosts, but I'll tell you one thing.
Don't be a lemon.
Standing flat in my feet, I'm pretty sure I could touch the ceiling anywhere in that whole area. And Chris Jericho had a pipe going right down the middle of the front stage, and he kept grabbing onto it. I thought he was going to like
it. I probably like that actually a lot better than, than I don't know. I always love small,
horizontal pole?
Small, weird concert venues and stuff. So
yeah. So, but I'll tell you, I saw a lot of the guys who wrestle in town there too. There's a lot of guys hanging out, so it was pretty cool. They were very good. They played like 7 or 8 songs, and they did a Crocus cover to end the show, "Eat the Rich," which was pretty cool.
You stay for that song called "Crazy"?
Beep. Yeah, you know what? I could only make it through a few of Buck Cherry's songs. And then
they have more than one?
No, I didn't know any of them, but I've just heard them. You know, I was listening to them. It's like, no, I don't know that one. No, I don't want that one.
Now, did you have a better view for the event than the commissioner of the Wrestling League?
Oh, yeah.
Was that really a bad view?
I'm just asking if he had a better view.
A friend of ours who was at the show took a picture of a girl on the guy's shoulders in front of him, and all you could see was butt crack and crack kills. So
and the guy directly behind was very happy.
Yes. But you couldn't see the stage, you know, it's terrible. I mean,
he didn't care.
But think about it. Remember I told you the ceilings were really low? So she couldn't have been that far from the ceiling, you know? I mean, she was on a guy's shoulders.
She was hunched over up there.
Yeah.
Something's not adding up about this story, that your head's almost hitting the ceiling, but she's on somebody's shoulder.
Okay, no, be told she was maintenance, they didn't have a ladder, she was fixing one of the ceiling tiles.
Oh, okay, that might be. Okay. Well, nevertheless, it was a lot of fun seeing...
She was the plumbing in the ceiling.
Yes. Right, if you follow the Pain Clinic on any of our social media sites, you may have seen the picture I put up of Chris Jericho with the glowing jacket that he seems to have borrowed from his WWE days.
Hmm.
It was pretty cool because it changed colors too, but it was that you know, he comes out in that glowing jacket. It's like, it's cool that you might, there's some good things in wrestling that you can carry over to the world of rock and roll, and one of them is that Chris Jericho light up jacket.
There's a lot of similarities there between wrestling and rock, so.
But it was really cool, and it was fun to go see him, and you know, it was nice to have him in town. And there's I actually saw one of the guys I know who was there, got an autograph of his, and maybe they'll be back if they, you know, I don't know. It just didn't seem like they drew a lot though. I mean, maybe there's a couple hundred people there, but it still was a lot of fun nevertheless. And so if you ever get a chance to catch Chris Jericho coming to town, definitely. Now let's talk about the world of wrestling. I didn't want to even talk about this. I didn't want to bring it up. But what about that horrible angle on Monday Night Raw with Kane and Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella?
Let's give it up for Brie and her screaming.
Give it up for making the world champion run away.
Yeah, run
like
away.
Like a scaredy cat.
Yeah, run away.
Great writing.
Yeah, the thing is it's funny that he does that angle on Monday night, and then Mick Foley comes out with a Facebook post saying, don't let them ruin you. He goes, this will ruin you. He goes, you remember Zack Ryder? He goes, exactly. You know? So, I mean, it's terrible. I mean, what do you think folks think? 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. Give us a call.
Also not fair that I missed the house show and Paige was here. I'm just going to say that right now.
Yes, and she is not fair. She is almost translucent. She's so pale.
That's fine.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that.
Still hot.
yeah, she is. I'll say that. She's 21 too. You know, but she's so pale. She's her and Sheamus would be great. You know, putting them together.
Can I throw something out there?
Go ahead.
So we have Paige, your Divas champion, Wade Barrett, your Intercontinental champion, Sheamus, your United States champion. Can we please get like a European faction going?
Ooh, look at that! All from the UK too.
Come on, let's make it happen.
Yeah, well, you know, or
Sheamus is from Ireland.
Well, yeah, but that's, I mean, all of the island.
That's
close
enough.
UK.
The Irish hate the English.
I know that. Yeah. Hey, yeah, but they could, whatever, there's Euros. No, they can join together. Not the un-Americans.
No, they're Canadian.
Yeah.
Everyone liked the un-Americans.
I don't know. I do want to take a quick moment as well, just as Rich is on the phone, to give a quick shout-out to Lisa Marie, Victoria, Tara, whatever. Her restaurant in Chicago is the best place on earth. I had a Crunchberry milkshake and a Slobberknocker pizza, and I will never forget that meal. If you're anywhere near Chicago, which is Rochester counts, go there. Trust me.
It's only an 11-hour drive if you want to go.
It's not that bad.
Okay.
He was so distracted by how good the food was, he didn't realize there was a Wyatt family lantern in front of him, and the Wyatts were on the TV.
I didn't realize the Wyatts were on TV. I did not see the lantern right in front of me, yes.
I will say that if she was there, you might have gotten something for free.
She showed up when I was leaving.
Oh, did she?
So
did you talk to her?
It was just kind of a little. We had a little Twitter interaction quick, and there's a little like wave and stuff. But I was already driving away.
Damn it!
It's also right next to the Family Matters house, which I drove to the day before, and I didn't know they were right there. Or else I could have gotten another meal there.
Did I do that?
Yeah. All right, exactly.
We got Tom from Rochester. Tom, what's up, buddy?
How you guys doing?
Doing great. How you doing today?
Good. I'm an old school wrestling fan, not a new school wrestling fan. But I did get the pleasure of meeting John Cena after the show. Was it last week?
Yes, it was a week ago Friday.
Yeah, he came in. I'm a chef at a restaurant, and they made a reservation. He came in with Nikki. Is that her name?
Nikki. Yeah. I think his dad was with him, too, and his brother.
His brother, yeah, they were all there.
Is this Torridors? Is that where you are?
Yeah,
because he asked me how late it was open when I was sitting in the front row with his dad, and I said, I don't know. Why don't you? He goes, because they wanted to get steak.
Yeah, and let me tell you, you know, you get this, you know, they have this aura about them, but people think they're, you know, egotistical, steroid-juiced maniacs or whatever. This guy was one of the nicest guys I've ever met. I mean, he came in, they showed up a little bit late, and he was over-apologetic to everybody. And we were like, it's not a problem, not a problem, not a problem. He apologized, he thanked us for everything. He was really just a super, super nice guy. He signed my menu for me. Really went, you know, out of his way to tell us how good everything was, and I was really impressed. I really was.
Very cool. You know, it's funny, as his father was asking me, I said, he asked if we ever been there before or not. We had a couple, I think we had a Christmas party or two there for Clear Channel. Yeah. And I said, yeah, it's great. You're going to, you know, I said, but I'm not sure if they're open still or not. So I think he may have called during the break. But as soon as as soon as the show was over, John Cena was the last match, he comes by his dad and he goes, we got to get out of here soon. So it's obviously he was trying to run there before you guys close. But it's like.
Yeah, they took their time, you know, eating and getting out of there. But, you know, it was not a problem at all. We told him, take your time. You know, we understand you're here visiting your family and all that kind of stuff, too. You don't get to see Occam here. But, he was a nice guy, and it was good to see. You know, like I said, a lot of people think these guys are just, you know, crazy knuckleheads or whatever. But it's far from that. I'm surprised how short he was. I'm not going to say he was small. He's got some huge hands.
Oh, yeah.
Big guy. But he wasn't, you know, I was expecting this guy to be, you know, 6'5" or something coming in, but not. And he was just. Super nice. Really nice guy. Just wanted to pass that off.
Well, thanks for calling, Tom. I appreciate that. And I'm glad that they went there because I wasn't sure after we left where they were going, but that's what he had asked me about. So
yeah.
Very cool. Well, yeah, and every time that I've interacted with anybody in this family, they've been very, very kind. So it's like he's been, you know, they're all brought up right, and their dad's a good man. So thank you for calling, buddy.
All right, we'll talk to you later, guys.
Take it easy. All right, 222-1280, star 1280. Anybody else, you know, have any close encounters? I mean, we saw, you know, I think we mentioned last week, we saw Big E and Eric Rowan up at the Dinosaur before the show. We didn't really want to bother them, but they did say hey as they went by, you know. So that was pretty cool. But we got to take a break. Let's get this break out of the way, and then we'll come back, and you can tell us, give us a call, 222-12. We got lots of news. We haven't even touched the news. A lot of Batista rumors going around right now. I might want to talk about that on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
This is Trish Stratus from the WWE, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction's guaranteed.
All right, welcome back to The Pain Clinic. Want you to know, Pain Clinic's brought to you by Solid Tours, Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don't Flight Empire at Culver. And if you guys came down for WWE's Extreme Rules last week, we had some problems with it getting the pay-per-view because of the DirecTV fiasco, we'll say. But those are all taken care of now, so you won't miss anything when you come down June 1st for WWE's Payback. We'll have, you know, I'll be giving stuff away. I had to sacrifice my mic so people could hear the TVs. They mic the TVs through my microphone. So I couldn't give anything away, but I got some stuff to give away for the next show. So just write it down on your calendar, June 1st, Salvatore's the Garage Door, WWE's Payback, and we won't all be crammed in the bar side this time. Though it was kind of, you know, intimate, you know? I kind of dug it, you know? Welcome back to the show. I'm the Cashman here, the Artiste Danger Boy, and DC Dan Cole. Got a couple calls on the line. Start with our buddy Scott from Greece. Scott, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
Doing good. How you doing?
Good, good. Hey, my quick Cena sighting is last Saturday. I coach a boys soccer team, 12 years old. We're playing an indoor game at the Route 481 Sports Center in Syracuse. You know, in the middle of the game, you hear these, like, monster, like, crashes and bangs, and we're like, what the heck is going on? So at the end of the game, we walk over, and there's like a workout area over there, and Cena's over there working out by himself, doing some power lifting. He was nice enough to come over and talk to my boys' team afterwards. We'd lost the game. He gave them some, you know, really nice words of encouragement, came underneath the, you know, the little meshing, and you know, took pictures with the boys and had a, you know, 5-minute talk with them, and then got back to his workout. And you know, it was just funny to run into him by himself in this no-name place in Syracuse on a Saturday morning. But it was nice to run into him, and he was, couldn't have been nicer to the guy.
It's pretty cool. I saw a picture he posted from there where he was just doing deadlifts the whole time. And,
oh, yeah, it was crazy. His deadlift was it was so heavy. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I saw the picture, and it was like nobody was in the place but him. And,
no, it's a soccer place that they, like, kind of, you know, like TSC over in Greece, where they kind of made a corner of it like a workout area with lots of free weights and, you know, dumbbells and things like that. And he was there by himself just lifting away.
Very cool, Scott, man. That's awesome. That's a great experience. And I'm sure the kids love, you know.
The boys didn't care that they even played the game. They saw a scene and they got their picture taken with them, and you know, that didn't hurt.
That is so awesome. Thank you so much for telling us that story. Because I have a lot of faith in that guy. Like, even though I call him a necessary evil in the WWE, I mean, he's because the women and children love him. He sells a lot of merchandise. And because I don't follow him and don't, you know, it doesn't mean I can't respect what he does. And yeah. I think he's just great with kids. And he's a great guy to be the number one dude in WWE. And I'm glad that he, you know, two stories now back to back of people meeting him where he just was, you know, incredible to him. So thank you so much, Scott.
Thanks, guys.
Take it easy. Wow.
I guess what I would say along those lines is I totally agree. Like, a lot of respect for John Cena, because you hear stories like that all the time. But I did want to mention real quick the video that's been making its rounds this week, that Conor the Crusher video that WWE put out. I just John Cena obviously is like the main guy who does all the Make-A-Wish stuff and everything else, but just the company in general. If you have not seen this video, we just tweeted it out at Pain_Clinic. The link, USA Today had it up. Everybody had it up of what they did for this kid who unfortunately just passed away. But
yeah, right after WrestleMania, he passed away. Yeah,
yeah, his relationship with Daniel Bryan and stuff, it's just some incredible video of him knocking out Triple H and pinning him and stuff. Just what they do as a company for kids sometimes is remarkable. So even if you're not a wrestling fan and you happen to be listening right now, like, go check out that link, because it's one of the coolest videos I've seen in a long time.
Without a doubt, and it shows you that they know that.
something important like that gets what the treatment they gave. That was just incredible. We got Brian. What's up, buddy?
Hi, guys. How are you? By the way, I have a little thing about when you open AR Reds. You know when you say double Ds? You remember you're talking about girls' bra sizes when you say double Ds?
No, I'm talking about Danny and Danger Boy, the double
Ds. You know I'm joking around with that. I had to get that in there. By the way, the big with Daniel Bryan and Kane, do you think Mr. McMahon's going to step in and do something? Because it seems like what you guys mentioned on Monday Night Raw were the car and the situation. I think Mr. McMahon has to do something regarding Stephanie.
Yeah, I know.
She's
Stephanie,
the greater power.
Stephanie's like trying to play like she's not involved in this
corporate
at all.
Corporate ministry's coming back.
Yeah, she's completely involved in this. And I don't really care. I think it's just going to last through this pay-per-view, and then they're going to pawn Daniel Bryan off on another contender, maybe Sheamus. There's rumors Sheamus could be joining Evolution because of Batista having to take some time away to promote this Guardians of the Galaxy movie. So there's a lot of potential ahead. I think that Daniel Bryan's going to be they showed stats. He wrestled Kane 8 times on TV last year and won 6. So, I mean, he won, and of course, pay-per-view he won again. He'll win and he'll finish it somehow. And then, but I wanted to talk a little bit about Batista. I don't know if you guys heard about the rumors about Batista this past week. How some originally the intent was for Daniel Bryan to take on Batista at Payback, and then apparently someone leaked it that Batista. They leaked it. Supposedly, Batista didn't want to lose to Daniel Bryan on his way out to go promote a movie, and then have to come back in after losing 2 straight matches to him, one at WrestleMania and then one at Payback. Now, that was just leaked to make him look bad. In reality, I don't think Batista cares either way, because now he's going to still be, because he's supposed to be taking some time off to promote this Guardians of the Galaxy movie. They thought he was going to leave after the last pay-per-view, but now it looks like he's going to be part of the Shield rematch against Evolution, and then he might be gone after that. But someone was trying to make Batista look bad by putting these rumors out there saying that he refused. And, this is the world of wrestling. You don't refuse anything, I mean, look at the Undertaker loss, and it wasn't his idea either. So,
it wasn't Undertaker's idea?
It wasn't Undertaker's idea. I heard it was not Undertaker's idea. I heard it was 4 hours before the match, Vince McMahon went to him and asked him to do it. So
never would have happened if Taker wasn't okay with it. Never. There's no way that would happen unless Taker signed off on it.
Well, Taker has one match a year. I mean, what kind of pull do you think he has when he comes back and says, I'm not losing this year,
Guy that's been around for 24 years, I think he's got a little bit of pull there. The fact that he can come back once a year and get that spot.
I'm just happy they won't be building WrestleManias on this anymore.
Me too.
That was terrible.
Absolutely.
It's been terrible.
I'm so happy the streak is done. I don't like the way it ended because I don't like who it ended to. But I'm very glad that it's over.
But did you hear any of these Batista rumors? Have you heard
I like the one about him going away for a movie.
Yeah, well, it's definitely going to happen. I mean, he's definitely
Thanks for coming back for a little bit and doing nothing.
Doing nothing and then
he's coming back after the movie, too.
No, thanks for splitting your jeans and showing off your belly button tattoo and getting upset at people chanting Batista.
And all this talk we had about the streak ending and where's Brock Lesnar? Brock Lesnar's gone again.
All we know is Heyman keeps telling us about it. That's for
knock,
sure.
Knock,
knock. Who's there?
Mike.
Mike who?
Mike client.
Brock Lesnar?
Yes.
Conquered the streak?
Yes, he did. That's what I hear.
I like that.
Yeah, we're not going to hear the end of it till he's back, so it's going to be something out of Heyman's mouth every time, because he's going to remind you of who beat the streak.
Just think of the rub who the guy Brock Lesnar faces next gets when he beats him, though.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it might be Triple H.
Who beats Brock Lesnar? Yeah, Triple H. Yeah, he needs it, too.
So some other news before we get out of here. We've only got a couple minutes left. Looks like WWE is trying to get Bill Goldberg back for WrestleMania 31. Going to try to do the same thing as they did with the Ultimate Warrior. Have him come in and maybe get elected into the Hall of Fame, which he probably should be. I mean, honestly, if Coco Beware's in there, Bill Goldberg should definitely be in there, too. And maybe they're talking about maybe wrestling a match at WrestleMania 31. WWE came out this past week, said WWE Tough Enough is returning this year on WWE Network. It's going to be reportedly filmed at the Performance Center. It said that this season will be different from past. It's also scheduled to be one of 4 reality TV shows from the network in 2015 with Legends House and 2 other shows that haven't been announced yet. It's believed that the new season of Tough Enough will begin filming this June at the Performance Center. Film will run 30 to 40 days. There's talk of limiting the participants on the show to talents that are already under developmental contracts.
What?
That's, I know. It's, yeah,
not
it's
the point of the show.
So
I know.
If you're under contract, then yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Isn't the point of the show to give a contract to someone?
I'm not thrilled about that. And they'll probably find some way to spin it. But we don't know all those guys down there unless you have the network. And by the way, I've got the network now.
It's about time.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, can we point out, though, what a joke the original, well, the last version of Tough Enough was?
Yeah.
Considering the first person to get voted off is the only person you see on WWE TV right
very
now.
Very true.
You know, it's kind of weird, too. Sometimes if you're driving, you can just listen to the network.
Can you really? Yeah. Just listen what's
when
going on.
When you're driving
on?
That much, it's fine. I didn't drive to
St. Louis this past week, so I don't know.
I had a lot of driving to do, and after spending basically a week at the Rosemont Horizon, I wanted to listen back to some old events that took place in that
you could watch the pay-per-view on your phone, right? Did you?
We
watched the post-game at Salvatore's on the phone on my phone on the bar after the show. The interview, whatever it was.
Oh,
the
WWE post-game.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you talking about Amherst post-game?
No. You were already done by then. Yeah. I don't know where you were going, but some real quick news. Steve Austin noted on his podcast this past week that his Broken Skull Reality Ranch show will debut on CMT on July 6th. Smith Hart revealed that on Twitter that Rock's half-brother, Curtis Bowles Johnson, is in the process of joining the Hart Brothers Wrestling School in Canada. Kurt Angle had his knee fixed finally. You may have watched, they wrote him off TNA this past week, but it's because he has a legitimate torn ACL. He had the surgery this past week, and he will be he'll be out until September when his contract runs out with TNA, so who knows? For those of you hoping he comes back to WWE, it could be a reality, you know? I mean, he could come back 100% too. You got to get out of here. I want to tell people, please go out to the roller derby tonight at the Bill Gray's Iceplex. I'll be out there doing the announcing. That's tonight. Definitely check it out. Doors open at 6, first whistle at 7, or go to the UPW show. That is tonight also, and you definitely don't want to miss either of those. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Jeff Jarrett. Thanks to Hater Tot and Shock and Audrey, and thank you guys for making it. We'll see you next week on The Pain Clinic. Check us out on the web, thepainclinic.net.